Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number to call, toll-free, 800-259-9231. We want to say hello to two new radio stations joining us today, WUTQ, 1550 AM, and WUTQ 95.5 FM from Utica, New York. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Give us a call. We'll try and help you with your gardening plants. I live in Kennebunk, Maine. Weather is about the same where I am in Maine to where you are in Utica. And believe me, if we work together, we'll have an awful lot of fun this year. If you've got cabin fever, coming up at 7:30, I have something that will help you to feel better. Remember, right after the break at 7:30, I will have something that will make you feel better. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Karen from New Hampshire, who has a question about starting some seeds.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have some questions about starting seeds, vegetable seeds, particularly indoors this year. And I have actually quite a few questions because it's been a long time since I have done that. Wondering if maybe this might be something you could address in your newsletter, which I do love. One of them is, I guess, the number of weeks to start your seeds prior to the frost-free date. Lighting conditions would be another one, and also under heating, in other words, heat mats, or maybe an inexpensive more cost-effective way to put your lighting under the tray.
Okay.
Another one I have is transplanting from, I just purchased one of those seed starting systems that has actually a watering mat in it. And but they're very tiny. They're only like 1.5 by 2.5 inches deep. And I'm wondering how long can the seed or the seedling actually stay in there? And then once you transplant it, like into a bigger, maybe 3 or 4 inch pot, do you use the same mix, like a soilless mix, or would you put real soil in that? So I'm sorry, I have a lot of questions.
This time of the year, Karen, these are really, really good questions, and I had planned to do it this past week, but something happened, and I couldn't do it, but I will be doing it for you in the newsletter this week, and I will do exactly as you say. I will tell you when to start your seedlings, how to start your seedlings, what soils to use, and I like the idea about lighting, and I like the idea about bottom heat, because my dad did that in his basement. And he did something similar to you. He had these little plugs that he made to start his seedlings in. Probably the exact same thing as you did. And I will do that as the featured story for the newsletter for this week. I had it all planned. I had my first two stories written on Monday. And Tuesday morning I got up, with the intention of doing that. But I fell. I'm not going to go through all the details. But I fell. I broke my nose. Ended up with 5 stitches. So if I sound a little nasal this morning, that's why. So the story never got written. And it will be done for you this week, I promise. But I'll make you a list of all of the seeds that you should be starting inside the house, when to start them, how to get them ready for putting in the garden, because you can't just take them from your grow lights and then put them into the garden. You have to get them acclimated. And I will give you all that information. And then also give you a list of seeds that need to be planted directly into the garden and how to do those. So I'm hoping to do that for this week. I'm not hoping. I will do that this week. Talk about growing under lights and bottom heat. It's very easy to do. My dad did it. Anthony, he had more fun. And he grew everybody's vegetable garden plants. He would always say, okay, Paul, what do you want to grow? And in his basement is where he did it. And you can do the same thing. It's very easy. It will save you a lot of money. It'll be a lot of fun. But the main thing you have to remember is don't start too early. Don't get too anxious. And you've got to be able to control temperatures a little bit. And we'll talk about that. So I'll make a note. And Karen, this one will be for you. And if you've never received our newsletter, go to my website, Paul Parent, just like mom and dad, parent.com. So www.paulparent.com. The very top of the newsletter, it says email newsletter. Just click on it. Put your email address. And on Thursday, every week, you will have a newsletter that will give you some ideas of what you should be doing at this time of the year or give you some information about your garden. But I promise, Karen, I'll have it done for you. Just had a rough week last week, and this week should go a lot better. Thank you. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Doug from Maine, who has a question about bulbs.
Doug, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I've got a kind of a two-parter for you as well. First of all, I'm a complete novice gardener, so I'm not experienced at all, but I have a big lot in Maine that faces south. I have plenty of sun and I have plenty of shade, both. So I could do either, and I'm looking for some recommendations. Like I say, I'm just starting. I like a lot of color, so I want to put something out there. I'm not sure what. Last year, I bought 6 roots, and I don't even know how to pronounce them. They're A-S-T-I-L-B-E. Is it Astilbs? Or?
It's called Astilbe.
Astilbe. Okay, I bought 6 of those last year. And put them down in the spring, and they came up, but they look a little meager. They don't have that healthy glow about them. So I'm wondering if there's something I can do with them. Should I plant more of them? Is there something else I could do? That'll bring a lot of color. Given that I'm not an experienced gardener.
Okay, the Astilbe that you planted, where did you put them? In sun or shade?
They're in partial shade.
Okay, so they're getting, what, some morning sun or late in the day sun?
Late sun,
okay.
Yeah.
Astilbe is a wonderful perennial, and if you just planted them as a bare root plant last year, that plant had to wake up from dormancy. It had to produce a brand new root system because what happened was it was being grown in the ground at the nursery. The plant went dormant in the fall, and the nursery dug them out, shook all the soil from the plant, divided it, cut it into pieces, but they didn't give you the whole plant. They gave you part of the plant, put it in a refrigerator for the winter, and then you bought that plant that was asleep. The plant had to wake up. It was now probably a third the size that it was originally, and it had to develop a whole new root system and foliage and get established. So it was basically a brand new plant. So it had a lot of work to do. So you probably didn't see a heck of a lot last year, but this year will be a different story. Stilbe is a wonderful perennial. It comes in white, in pink, in red, and kind of a lavenderish color. And depending on the variety, some are little, will only grow maybe a foot tall. Some will get up to be as high as 2.5 feet. And they really will do well in partial shade. They're a great plant. So in the spring, use a granular fertilizer on them, like Plant Tone. First thing, as soon as you see them, give them a quarter of a handful. Scratch it into the soil, and then during the season, 2 or 3 times, a little bit of Miracle-Gro, and they will come beautiful. And we'll do stories on the Stilbe for you in the weeks to come. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Doug about different types of perennials, about astilbe. And Doug, there are some wonderful, wonderful perennials. And I think probably the best thing for you to do, go to your local nursery, go to your local garden center in the springtime, and look and see what they have available. And the way that I learned my perennials, I worked at a nursery for many, many years. But, you know, I learned about perennials in college. But my first year working in a retail store, my boss gave me some wise information. He said, the way that you'll learn, the books are okay. But what you want to do is, When you're watering the plants, pull the label out of the pot. Look at the picture and read about that perennial. So maybe what you should do is go to a bookstore. Take out a couple of perennial books. Sit on the floor in the bookstore and look through them to try and find one that will have some information for you. That will help you. And this is the great time of the year right now. This is the time that you should use to prepare yourself before the season begins. Do your research. But go to a good bookstore. Take off the shelf a couple of perennial books. Sit on the floor, look through them, and then buy one that's going to give you the most information. Then Write down what you would like, go to the garden center, look at them, and then during the growing season, you're going to see in your where you live, a lot of the garden clubs have garden tours, and you take one of these gardening tours to visit some of the gardens. That way you can see what these perennials look like, and that will help you a great deal. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Ken from Rochester, New Hampshire. It's a question about some exposed roots.
Ken, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning, Ken.
Tim, actually.
Oh, Tim?
Tim, good morning.
Oh, how you doing? Yeah, it's Tim from New Hampshire. You got me? We connected?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
We are.
Yeah, I have some white pines in the back, fully mature. And we walk out to our, we have a little place where we burn some wood in a summer night or whatever,
right.
And expose roots. The fella that owned it, we're in a mobile home park, and we have since bought the park. it's a co-op now.
But right.
When he had developed it, he stripped a lot of loom. And so we've never had a real good loom base to speak of. And
right.
Now, heading out behind my house, I have a lot of exposed roots. And it's just, I wondered, you know, how I should handle that. Is it okay to cover them over with loom? Or, you know, what's the best solution there? Because, you know, people are walking out there and tripping and whatnot. And,
right. Yeah, and white pine, it really doesn't matter what you do. White pine, traditionally, are very, very shallow-rooted, Tim. And
right.
Those roots, as they mature, will run right across the surface. So you can cover those roots with some soil. You can use bark mulch.
Yeah,
you can put pine needles. You can put anything on them. And it will make it easier for you to maintain also. The other thing that you can do is, I mean, in the spring of the year, you can put down any kind of organic matter to level off the ground so people do not trip and fall. But one thing that you can do is when you're driving around town, you're going to see companies, and you may even see them now, that we have stormy weather, and you have tree branches that break.
Yeah.
If you see a tree company and they're cutting branches and they're chipping the branches, they're going to have to find a place to dump that wood chip. Stop by, ask them what they're going to do with the wood chip. They may be looking for a place to dump it. Tell them where you live. If you live close by, they'll gladly come to your house with the truck because they have to pay to dispose of that wood chip. And to put them underneath the tree is not going to hurt anything. Have them dump it, spread it on the ground, you're in great shape.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bobex at 800-792-4449.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird suit.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
1-877-814-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We were talking to Tim about filling in areas where the roots of pine trees have come in. And if you've got a natural area, and like Tim was saying, he's in a camping area with mobile homes and things. If you don't want to spend a lot of money with loam and you don't have to have grass growing, you can use just about anything to fill that. Pine needles, bark mulch, wood chips. And if you see a truck that they're, you know, from the town or from a private company that's doing line work, see if they'll give you that truckload of wood chips. Now, don't put it near your house, because it is fresh wood. And what you need to do is this. Spread the wood chips on the ground in a natural area away from the home. That wood chip is, as it breaks down, because there's wood in it, is going to pull nitrogen on the ground, out of the ground. So you need to throw some regular lawn fertilizer on it, and that will speed the breakdown process. Because it's breaking down quicker, you have less of a chance of having termites and ants living in it. But it's a good, inexpensive fill. If you put it down an inch or two, it really will not become a problem. But throw a high nitrogen fertilizer on top of it, and it will do a real good job. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Jerry from Lee, New Hampshire, who has a question about raspberries.
Jerry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I don't have to shovel any snow. We didn't get any last night. Thank the good Lord. Okay. I got a question on the. I've got a raspberry patch that's, it's maybe 4 years old now. And they have produced the fruit in the earlier part of the year. Mm-hmm. And I've got a friend of mine that has a patch, and their method of handling the patch, they just mow everything down. And then when it comes back up, they get their fruit in the fall. Now, that doesn't sound right to me, but I thought I'd ask.
Well, the best way to do it is this, Jerry. Raspberries produce fruit on the branches that form only once a year.
Right.
So what you need to do is when you have picked the last of the raspberries, you will also see new shoots coming out of the ground during the summer. The new shoots that are coming out in the spring, as well as the old ones from last year. If you can get rid of last year's growth, that way, all the energy goes into the new growth. So, I have some raspberries at home, and in the fall of the year, I take my pruners and I remove anything that made fruit that year, allowing the new shoots that are there, and some of them will be as high as a foot tall, to remain. They will continue to grow, and they'll be more productive, and they'll bloom and fruit early. So what your friend is doing is he's eliminating all of the old branches, which is what you have to do, but he's also removing any of the early growth that began that year. So he's losing the early crop. What you have to say to yourself is, when I'm done pulling the raspberries off the plant in the fall, take everything off that I've harvested from. If you don't, you'll have a thick, thick raspberry row, and only half of them are going to produce because they only fruit 1 year. The following year, they'll make leaves, they'll grow, but you will not have any berries from that plant. So you have to keep saying to yourself, get rid of the old wood. The energy will feed the new growth, and I'll have a better crop the following year, and it will be earlier. Unlike your friend who cuts everything down and is also cutting the new growth that came in late at the end of the previous season. So anything that has fruited, get it out of there. The new growth will be productive, and you'll be in great shape. Thank you, Jerry. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Mary from Massachusetts, who has a question about pruning.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Last year, my rose bushes got ahead of me, and they're about 10 years old. And I want to know, when can I hard prune them this spring, and how much can I take off?
Okay. Now, are these are bush-type roses and not climbers, or?
Well, I have a couple of climbers, and I have most of them are the bush type. You know, they're in the front of the house, right up next to the house itself. I mean, they are
okay.
Very big.
Yeah. Okay. I was always taught at school that gardening books are written for the whole country. Very few are for a specific region, and roses in particular. And my teachers always told us, when you live in a cold climate, the Northeast. So New England, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, that whole big area. If you prune your roses hard in the fall, you run the risk of that plant not being able to make a callus where you made the cut. During the winter, you lose moisture where you pruned them hard, and it dies back even more. And what I was taught is in mid to late March, depending on the weather. If the weather is good and you can get outside, I'm not saying frost-free, but when the snow is gone in March, and keep saying that, the snow will be gone in March. So middle of March to the end of March, go outside, and that's when you can prune your roses. Cut them at a slight angle, and where you've made the cut, if you could put some kind of an anti-desiccant like Wilt Stop or Wilt Proof. Now, if you only have one rose bush, get your container of Pledge and spray where you made the cut. It will seal it to prevent the wind from pulling moisture out. But you need to do the pruning when the plant is dormant, but before the new growth begins to form on the plant. And usually mid to late March is the best time. In the fall, if you need to do some pruning, it has to be done in early September so that the plant can make a callus where you made the cut, and then you need to mound it with soil. And if you look at the newsletter I wrote this past week, it tells you how to grow roses. Just go to paulparent.com, top of the front page, click on newsletter, and you can look at the newsletter that we wrote this past week, and it will give you a good idea. But a good hard pruning in the spring is recommended. Some of the books will say a foot. I don't like to cut that far down. In New England, in the whole Northeast, if I would cut them in no further than 18 inches, nothing below that, on teas, floribundas, and grandiflora. On your climbing roses, we can cut them back by one-third. And make sure on both types that you get the suckers. Look at the base of the plant. You'll see a swollen area that resembles your fist. Anything that's developing below the swollen area, anything that's below it and growing straight up in the air, that is the root system trying to take over. And you need to remove that. It's called a sucker. And by pruning that, you will give the plant more strength. Okay? So for now, leave it alone. The middle to late March, cut them back. Feed them during mid-April, and then you're ready to go. But check out the newsletter, paulparent.com, top of the page. Sign up for it. But read about roses if you'd like to put in a rose garden. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Dolores from Massachusetts, who has a question of a comment about Wild Delight, and then a question about Cosmos.
Okay. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I just had to call you and let you know that after I heard your program, I'm sorry, I don't know the lady's name who recommended Wild Delight, I went out and I purchased it, and I also got a new bird feeder. And I got to tell you, I have every bird under the sun. I have cardinals, blue jays, bluebirds, woodpeckers. I also have a flicker. I mean, it is just amazing, the birds, like chickadees. It's wonderful. But the other thing I want to tell you about my bird feeder is I have a squirrel-proof way I have it set up. My bird feeder pole is certainly away from trees and brush and shrubs. Okay,
right.
So the squirrel can't jump on it. Okay, then what I found a couple of years ago in a hardware store is, I'm trying to explain it. I don't know if I'll do a good job. It's a cover. It looks like a pan cover with a hole in it. You put that from the bottom, before you put your pole in your dirt, you get that and you put it, start from the bottom, you put it, gradually bring it up on the pole. Of course, it's under the bird feeders, and there's a little attachment there that makes it secure and it stays in place. Well, now you have a bird feeder where the squirrels can't get on it from trees or shrubbery, and it can't climb up because once mm-hmm. it gets up, the cover is right there.
Right. It's called a baffle. That piece that you've put under your pole feeder is called a baffle, and you're right. It's the only way, if you have a bird feeder and the squirrels are climbing up the pole, this works very, very well. And your timing is pretty good, Dolores, because the bird lady, her name is C. Ann, and she will be on the radio at 8 o'clock. So in about 10-15 minutes, she should be on, and she is going to talk today about the snow and how the snow affects the birds and things that you can do to help them during the weeks ahead. Also, we have something coming up shortly that will help you to break the cabin fever syndrome that some of you are beginning to get. With all the snow and all the cold weather, you're beginning to go a little bit crazy. I have something that will help you for that.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full 12 days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Now, I promise you that it would help you to feel better about the weather where you live, okay? Now, back in the 60s, there was a song that came out, and Dawn and I thought that you would really enjoy this. So sit back, and if you feel that you want to sing along with it, sing along with it. And believe me, the cold and the snow will just melt away, and you'll feel a lot better. Here it is. They're coming to take me away.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away. You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha! Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life
is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their great white coats, and they're coming to take me away. To my happy home with the trees and the flowers and the chirping birds and the basket weaving who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away. To the funny car where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see them.
Now, do you feel like that? If you feel like that, then give us a call, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and they will not have to come and get you. Spring is right around the corner, 42 days. Daylight savings time, 35 days away. So, think positive. Give us a call, 800-259-9231, and you will not have to be singing, "They're coming to take me away." Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Mary from Massachusetts, who has a question about the newsletter.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I can't get that. That's too funny. I think they'll take us all away. Paul, I'm kind of frustrated. I have been subscribing to Get Your Newsletter, and I think I've gotten maybe two, one from last year and nothing this year, and I keep getting confirmation that there's congratulations that you've been added to our list, but nothing ever comes.
Okay. What you want to do is I want you to send me an email, and I'll take care of it, so there's got to be a problem someplace. Send me a note. My email address, Mary, is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner, all one word, roadrunner.com. And I'll make sure that you get it, because you should be getting it. We have, I think about 7,000 people that do receive the newsletter now. And this time of the year, you need some type of encouragement. And I do apologize for that. But send me a note, and I'll pass it on to the company that sends it out for me to make sure that you do get it. And again, I do apologize. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Betsy from Cape Cod, who has a question about wintering.
Betsy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Betsy, hold on a second. We're coming up right up to the top of the hour, and when we come back, you will be our first caller.